from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, so random question. As Tyler Reddick wins the Firekeepers 400. My question is, are any of you out there listening that were there yesterday and are not there today because of the rainout? Because that would suck for to be in an event, have it get pushed back a day. Have you ever thought about that? Like, you know, when the U.S. Open or whatever gets pushed to a Monday, big golf. I don't remember which one. Which one plays the full 18 on Monday as a tiebreaker?
I believe it's the U.S. Open.
Is it?
I say because when I was a security guard at the U.S. Senior Open. Back in 1991, I think it was.
What exactly were you responsible for?
Yeah, I was the back area. One of the make sure nobody came in through the side gates at Oakland Hills.
There was a side gate, and you were in charge of the side.
So you had to go out the front. You have to go to the front.
And how many
we're
people,
right here. Yeah, I'm sorry, you have to go to the front.
How many people tried to get through the side gate?
2,300. I don't know. It was a lot.
There were a lot. Okay.
People kept trying to come in. Like, well, can't we just walk up through here? No, you can't. You have to go all the way around to the front. But we're right here. I understand. But I'm not unlocking the gate. It's not happening. But that one, I believe it came down to they had to play on Monday to finish it up. And I want to say the Chichi Rodriguez, who just passed away last week, I think he won it or was in it. Maybe with Jack Nicklaus.
Wow.
I forget what the finish was in 91, but I thought Chichi Rodriguez was involved with it. And I thought that was a full 18 they have to play.
Anyway, there are probably some NASCAR fans that missed the finish of the race today that are back here in Metro Detroit because the race got delayed because of rain and they pushed back the finish till today. Actually, the bulk of the race was today. More than 50% of the race was today, but still, it's got to be frustrating for fans.
Jack Nicklaus won in the playoff over Chichi Rodriguez.
And they went the full 18 holes, huh?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, hey, look. I don't know if they still do that. Do they still do full 18-hole playoff for the U.S. Open?
That's a question I can't answer.
Okay, fair enough. Back to the Lions. So, interesting players in this preseason. You mentioned the defensive tackle spot, and you talked about Anzarike, who still hasn't played this preseason, but he's repping with the ones. Anzarike in his career has played so little. Are you at all surprised that now that he's finally healthy, that they aren't playing him just to kind of get him up to speed? And if they're worried about him getting hurt again, isn't this kind of like, yeah, if he gets hurt again, then that might be a wrap. Like, we understand that he's finally healthy and looking great and probably only repping with the ones because DJ Reader's hurt. Everybody that's been there evaluates him as being an impact player this year. But if he's really going to be an impact player, doesn't he need the reps?
Well, if he got the reps in the joint practices against the Giants, that's what matters. And Fair. It sounds like that's the deal. So I don't think they care as much about the preseason games. Those are for the players that are fighting for jobs on the roster, as opposed to the guys who already have the jobs claimed on the roster. Mm-hmm. And you look at it, who else didn't play on Saturday? Lee McNeil didn't play. Kyle Pecco didn't play. Those are guys that are going to make this team. along with Unzarike. So it doesn't concern me that much. I still want to see it to believe it with the hype. But it's hard for me to say still stay that because I do believe in Dan Campbell so much. But
and Brad Holmes.
And Brad Holmes
pick, yeah. And this has been one of the picks that has been deemed kind of a failure so far. But the book hasn't been closed on Levi Anzarike. It'd be awfully nice if he could, you know, live up to where he was drafted. And my God, everything we read about him is that he is really showing that he's going to make an impact in the middle of the D line. But I guess I thought they would have wanted him to get reps, given how his limited playing time in his career.
Doug, like, you were gone last week, and Dan Campbell was on the morning show.
Yep.
And John Jansen had asked about the D-line, and then he followed up with a specific question about Levi, because that's where they were trying to get to.
Yep.
And Dan Campbell said some stuff, and I have the cut if you want to hear it.
I do.
That it made me actually, all right, maybe I'm starting to lean towards Doug here, where you just believe, I mean, the glowing, the stuff they say about him every week in practice seems like it's just too much to ignore at this point. It really is.
So people know what
Cam's reference. He's a liar like Gator does.
I didn't see that.
I've made the comment that I believe everything that Dan Campbell says because I've spent the bulk of my adult life being skeptical of everything positive said by the Lions. That now that we have what we have here in Detroit, I'm going the other way. I'm going to believe everything. And I'll get burned by that. Who really cares as long as they're winning? But I'm like, all right, let me go the other way. I believe everything. And part of that is because if you ask him about a player that isn't doing well, he will tell you in not so many words. He'll say, well, we need to see more from him. He won't just say, oh, yeah, he's in there. He's battling. You know, we like him, blah, blah, blah. They'll tell you he's got to do more. And I respect that and I like that. Now, okay, we got the cut. This is what he had to say about Levi Anzarike last week. Do you believe everything he says?
Well, there's two things in that cut that me and Gator both noticed right away. The one, he kind of stops and laughs, and I think it's a good laugh. Like, he can't wait to talk about this guy.
Right.
He's that good. And
it's
the
like
second,
when he's continuing to talk about it, he's getting happier and happier to the point where he actually bursts out laughing because he's happy. He's giddy.
I like it.
And then the last part, the second part is he says he's getting it done against the ones.
This is unbelievable reps is what he said.
Do you think the Lions have a good offensive line, Doug?
Yes. this is highly encouraging. Highly encouraging.
Is he beating up on Frank Ragnow?
Might be. All right, so the other defensive tackles, Broderick Martin. When you were working your way through the guys.
Yeah, I just forgot his name.
Okay, fair
definitely
enough.
Part of the list, yeah.
I want to know. You know how you just decide I'm going to watch a guy for a bunch of plays? I'd be fascinated to know what he's grading out at against the run. Because I'm not sure he's doing much against the pass. I haven't noticed him as much in the pass rush. But when Kansas City tried to run the ball up the middle, there was very little. He feels like he might be a run stuffer. We'll see. But my early read, early small sample size read on Broderick Martin is he might be useful as a run stuffer.
Yeah, I think he got half the snaps against Kansas City last week, which is great to see. And if you look at what Kansas City did in the game from a running standpoint, it wasn't much, like 74 yards rushing or something like that. And most of that came on one play. Running back Prince got free for 41 yards on the outside, and then they had an end around for Worthy was 11 yards. Everything else was minimal, absolutely minimal gain. It was a nice job. But again, it's not there, not all the first unit for Kansas City, and they did play a little bit in the first couple series, but it's just it's building off of something that was a strength last year, which was their attention to stopping the run. If Broderick Martin can be that guy to be the run stuffer and you put him in the first and second down, I feel pretty good about that. It's at some point during the game. He's not going to get the start over guys, but he should get some playing time, you hope. Although, work in progress with him, right? This is his second year with the team. We hardly saw him last year, but he's looked pretty – he's passed the eyeball test.
It's interesting. Matthew Betts, Mekhi Wingo, and Broderick Martin, all guys on the depth chart, all played 30 snaps defensively, exactly 50% of the defensive snaps. They clearly had a rotation of this, what could be second wave, maybe third wave of guys. And I'll just say, I thought Martin stood out. I mean, Betts had some plays. I feel like he's got a long way to go. I'm watching Betts, the CFL defensive end project player they got. I thought this might be a poor man's James Houston, but they have James Houston. And in Broderick Martin's case, you know, a Snacks Harrison type player that helps you against the run. Maybe, just maybe.
Well, Snacks Harrison was such a great addition to the Lions because it was tangible. You saw it right away.
Yep.
The difference between yards per carry when he wasn't on the team and yards per carry when he was on the team, it was almost a 2 yard difference. It was impressive.
Just looked at ticket texts. I am getting scolded and I deserve it. We'll get to that today at 1:31 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.